A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, it's me, Nathan, here to deliver the intro straight into your ears. So this is that podcast you guys listen to. It's pretty good. James is here. It's about politics, so people will like it. Maybe, I hope. I hope people like it. Well, James talks the whole time, so hopefully you liked him. If you guys want to help out the podcasts on the network, which includes my podcast, then when you're on the website, whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, or any of the other Popular Outcast sites, why don't you go ahead and click on that purple Amazon banner. That'll take you to Amazon, and you can purchase your stuff like you usually do. And at the end, a little bit goes to the network, so that'll be cool for everybody. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy this. Into your ears. Oh, I forgot to say that you need to clear your cookies before you use that Amazon thing. So clear your cookies and then click on the Amazon banner and then do your shopping. I don't know why you clear cookies, but everyone else says it, so I'm going to say it too. So there's that. And also, we sing a really, really bad version of the national anthem, so just don't murder us. We love this country, even though we're not good at singing the anthem of it. So enjoy this into your ear holes. Ow.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free,
the hell with Nathan Prell. It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise! Today with me, again, I have my good friend James Cotola. Say hi to the people, James.
I'm not imaginary.
He's real this time. So, as some of you may have heard, can you check that? As some of you may have heard, this episode is about politics / religion. I know James has a lot about that, so let's just get into it. What do you where do you want to start?
All right. Well, you wanted to start with politics, right?
Yeah, we'll start with politics. So,
all right. So, let's see, I'm going to start with some definitions, just to kind of, because I'll talk about things, and then you might think I mean something that I don't actually mean, so just to clarify that all straight out the gate, since we aren't actually conversing, I'm going to start with the definitions. I was in debate. That's usually how we started, so I figured, why not?
Yeah, might as well.
So, I want to start with... Actually, I didn't prepare this one. So, I'm going to start with definitions of the parties first while I bring this up. So, just to be completely clear, Democrats, you guys hopefully know that they're left-wing, but because Kaysen had some trouble with that, I'm going to...
Kaysen is not a very informed individual.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, talk about Democrats real quick. Democrats are, you know, they're the liberal party of the United States, and since we're in the United States, I'm going to refer to most liberals as Democrats, as most Democrats as liberals, since that's usually how it falls, except for in some cases where the liberal finds out that parties are evil, no matter what party they are. So there's that business right there.
But then you're just a moderate, so...
I mean, not necessarily a moderate, more like a anti-party liberal. I mean, let's just make up some terms out here. Anti-party liberal would work. Okay. Postmodern, they don't really like to fall into a party. I can't find that thing, so I'm not going to worry about that thing, and I'm going to go off the top of my head. So,
the purpose of government?
I only talked about Democrats. Are they the only important party to you?
No.
Nate's a dirty liberal.
No, I'm not at all.
He's not a dirty liberal, and I wouldn't refer to a liberal as dirty. I would refer to them as, well, pussy liberals. But anyways, that's a little bit offensive. I'll be offensive to everyone, though. Don't worry about it. So let's talk about the mean-hearted conservatives. So right-wing Republicans in America, they're conservatives. I consider conservatives to be very mean people, just because, well, they try very hard to be the opposite of liberals. And sometimes they try a little bit too hard, which is where you get the party-hating types, such as myself, and I don't really think Nate aligns himself with a party.
No, not really.
So, we have this distinct problem with the parties, and as many of you may know, if you've been following politics in the past, if you followed politics since about the era of the first Bush into Clinton, then you would know that the party divides have grown and grown and grown as technology has evolved and the internet has come about. It's created a stronger divergence between the parties, causing a lot more people to fall into their party stereotypes, which is a problem. At least I think that's a problem, because
I feel like most people are just moderate, and then, like, really the only people we hear about would be the extremes in each side.
Normally I would agree with you. Normally I would like to think that a lot of people are moderate. But what happens is, a lot of people, they'll be raised in a family where their parents aren't so moderate or whatever, or their parents will be aligned to a party, and then they'll adopt the party, whether or not they believe in it, they'll adopt the party, and then spew out the beliefs of the party just because that's what their family did. Or if they go completely against their family, they're going to switch parties on their parents. And, you know, that's how a lot of people react to that thing, because you're almost exposed to it at too early of an age. First time I started hearing about politics, I was like 12. First time I started hearing about religion, I was 6. I mean, it's too early in life to really develop yourself. And
that's why I turned out so good.
Yeah,
I never heard, like, anything about politics. My parents they're not aligned to any party. I actually don't think they voted since we've been out in Vegas. But,
I voted.
But, so I never really heard about politics at home. Never really heard too much about religion at home. I later became more Christian aligned, but I never had that as a major influence in my life as growing up. So everything that I am now has been what I've chosen to be as I grew up.
And Nate's an evil atheist. I'll describe that later.
I'm not atheist at all.
He doesn't deny being evil, though. Let's,
well,
let's keep that on the record.
I may not necessarily agree with Locke that all men are inherently good.
So, Locke. I love John Locke. Which, by the way, has a lot to do with how society should be structured, because I think we've fallen away from that more egalitarian society.
Well, that's how originally when they were making the Constitution stuff, they based it off of his principles.
But we've some fallen of them. Away.
Oh, I know that.
We've fallen away from life, liberty, and property, which became pursuit of happiness. Whichever makes you happier. If you're happier with property, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
If you're happier with something else, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's more to life than prostitutes, Nathan.
Yes, I know. So, what's next? The definition of the purpose of government?
Purpose of government. All right, yeah, since we kind of skipped around.
Let me see if I can remember it from my history days, my AP U.S. history. It is to defend the rights of its people, to protect it from hostile people, so basically to have the army.
You just said the same thing twice. Protect it from foreign and domestic sources.
Yeah, okay.
So security, generally.
Security, and then to provide welfare. But not
no.
well. No, 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 not welfare. But the originally was to make sure that its citizens are able to, you know, stay alive and stuff.
Yeah. So, basically, I broke it down to security, regulation, and I don't remember what the third purpose was. I think incentives. So what the government, so basically what Nate talked about with security was perfectly accurate. The original purpose of a government, when it was first brought together, when people first started to congregate 6,000 years ago or so, whenever we stopped being nomadic, or whenever we stopped being nomadic or left the Garden of Eden, whichever you choose to believe.
Well, which one was the first government when they first did laws? It wasn't... Was it Samaritan? Was it the Samaritans, or was it the one before them?
I'm talking about tribes.
Oh,
like,
tribes?
Even tribes. Like, tribes of people. Actually, people have always been together, so there's always been pretty much a form of government, and that's why people come together. It's to be safe. So that's the number one purpose of government, is to provide security. And... Yeah, so, you know, foreign and domestic sources, so police and a military in today's world is what a government needs. Unless you're Canada, then I guess you just need a rowboat and a kite, and then you can say you have a Navy and an Air Force and you're good.
No one is gonna fight Canada, they're too nice.
For all you listeners in Canada, I'm sorry you've never been in a real war, so everybody thinks you're weak. I'm pretty sure you got some badass special forces or something. Because you're, like, right next to the U.S., you know, we rub something off.
Probably.
Mexico, we rub off our drug problems
they are
and
mixed,
whatever. So we should rub off something good on you since they got all the bad.
We were all English. They're a mix of English and French. So, I mean, they got the two big things.
So they could surrender really
no,
well?
No, 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 no. They got the good parts of it.
You hope.
Pretty sure.
I've never been to Canada, so...
Me neither.
I actually lived in... a state that's, you know, southern Canada, but I've never really been there. So anyways, so that's the first purpose. I think we got that pretty narrowed down. Oh, and Switzerland. Like, Switzerland has, like, one platoon of people, and they guard the Pope. Like, the Swiss Guard. They just guard the Pope, that's it. I think that's Switzerland. Anyways, so then there's the regulations that the government has to provide. Now, there's a problem right now with overregulations, complications. Like, if you try to learn about anything in a day, a month, even a year, like, if you try to learn all the laws regarding a certain thing, all the regulations that have been put in place, you will fail. You pretty much can't carry that much information in your mind. So, you know, that's an instance of possibly overregulation. So streamlining would be very nice for us at this point. But the government does have a responsibility to provide regulations because guess what? people are, I mean, Nate already said this earlier, people are probably not inherently good, or they brought up by circumstance. Well, I would argue that they're more good than he would think they are, but there are circumstances.
No, I think people are more, I think, I don't know. Generally, I think people are good, but in today's day and age, there's so much corruption that it's just, like, immediately.
Yeah, there's...
Back in the day when you didn't have so much influence on you, I feel it would have been easier for people to stay true to their good nature.
Yeah, your nurture is a lot more oppressive than it was in the past.
Yes.
Just by bombardment.
Nature is everything. Almost completely out of the picture nowadays. Yeah. All of its nurture.
Except for me, I was born great and still am. Anyways. So, not that I'm narcissistic, I'm just great. And very aware of it.
As am I.
Yeah. And then incentives. Now, the purpose of the incentives of the government is to help the people. Society in itself should have a common goal. Whether that be, you know, there is a common good. If you look empathetically, there's a utilitarianism that the government can do. It can do things for the good of the people without violating the individual.
Which is the free market, right? That's like one of the major things.
Free market.
For
free
incentives.
Market, quotes.
Well,
but, I mean, the government can provide incentives. So, like, small businesses have been getting a lot of breaks under the president who nobody likes, but they can't explain why they don't like him. So, anyways, I was hoping Clinton would, like, whisper in his ear or something. Or he would work a little bit more with his cool VP, because, let's face it, Joe Biden is... I mean, Vice President Biden is the coolest guy. I can't call him Joe. I don't know Joe.
Oh, I know him. Joey.
Joey.
Joey B.
Joey Bean. Yeah, but he's like the coolest person I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that. So.
Just listen to him speak and you will fall in love. It's like Clinton.
I'm not a fan of politics. I don't like listening to those speeches.
I don't like listening to anyone. I don't know what that noise was. But anyways, so basically that's how I see a government. You know, obviously there's too much and too little. There's too little incentives when you go complete social Darwinism on the free market and say, okay, we're not going to regulate anything. And then, you know, there's too much where we are right now where it's just like, I'm not sure if I'm breaking the law or not. If you can be completely ignorant of the law regarding something and... it's this huge textbook, I don't think it should really be held against you. So there's that. Alright, so... what?
Self? Or did
self.
We do that?
Okay, so... I think that covers pretty much all of that. I kind of revealed a little bit of my political philosophy. So, basically, other than those three things, I think government should stay the hell away. Which you might call me a libertarian for. I hope you don't, because I would not. But you know what? You can call me whatever you want. You can call me dumbass. I don't care. Actually, I do. That's very hurtful. Don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah.
I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
Whoa, wait, whoa. Whoa. Whoa, that is all over the airways.
That's
all
much?
Over the airways.
Okay.
You don't want to get,
I won't
you don't
hunt
wanna
you
get
down.
Watched by the government.
Okay, so...
more than they already... are.
I'm convinced that I'm stalked by the government. Anyways.
Everybody is.
Everybody's convinced. Which makes the Xbox One really scary.
That's why I don't want to get the Xbox One. I'm like, always on and recording Kinect? Nope.
No.
Yeah.
That's where government goes a little bit too far.
Yeah, especially with all the NSA stuff going on right now. And
NSA.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I just see things on Reddit and I'm like, alright, things are happening.
Yeah, Nate's a Redditor.
That's where I get all of my current events and news.
Yeah, so Nate has a great little bit going on. So anyways, so what does that say?
This says...
no, right next to that one.
Internet rumor mill.
Oh, internet rumor mill. So I thought it said Taternet. I'm like, what
Taternet.
Is Taternet?
Taternet.
Anyways, so... there is the internet has created something evil as far as the political world goes. Just to divide everyone so much further. The internet rumor mill has taken upon itself to get involved in politics, which is no longer funny. They're creating stories such as the military is, like, kicking people out for expressing their faith, including chaplains, which makes absolutely no sense. So you're just like, okay, this is a false story. People will believe that. They won't look it up, and they'll be like, oh, this is on Fox News, so it must be true.
There's a difference. I think the, like me, and people like me, like on Reddit and stuff like that, we can pretty much pick out the crap.
Yeah, but
Reddit knows what's going on.
Not everyone's a Redditor.
I know. But, like, the big people who have influence around the internet, like Anonymous, they know what's happening. It's like all the people who their main internet connection is Facebook.
Facebook is where I get to see a lot of
the
internet.
Yes, Facebook is a terrible place.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, it's really... I'm walking, I can't read that. Anyways, it's just... Like, you know, I saw that story and I'm like, well, I know this isn't true because I'm in the military and, well, you know who isn't really that fond of in the military? Non-religious, because we open and close every single thing with a prayer. So, I mean...
You really do that?
Yeah, I mean, and we have to do, like, a movement for the, you know, we go to parade, rest, bow our heads, and then snap to attention... pop up our heads during every prayer, whether or not we're religious, because it's kind of like a drill thing, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that. I've been forced into prayer, basically.
It's supposed to be separate. The separation of church and state.
Yeah, so,
So military is part of the state. The church shouldn't be involved in it.
Exactly. That has nothing to do with security, regulation, or incentives. So the church needs to stay out of the military. I mean, you know, if you're religious, you need a chaplain, that's cool. The chaplain should be there for you, because that is a spiritual relief, that is a mental relief.
Yeah, a lot of people I mean, need it to stay sane and stuff like that, especially in the military, but I don't think it should be forced on everybody like that.
Yeah, but when you're doing a public military event, prayer should not be a part of it. I mean, just plain out.
Yeah.
If there are civilians, and it's not for the good of morale, then you shouldn't have a prayer in the service. You shouldn't have where everybody's forced to be a part of the prayer. If I go to church, they can pray all they want. They're in a freaking church. They're a private institution. I consider them a corporation. But they are a private institution. They can do whatever the hell they want. They want to pray to you every time you get served Starbucks? Good. Let them. I don't care. That would be the opposite of what Starbucks would do because they hate the military. They hate religion. But, not really, but there was something on the internet rumor mill where they said that, which was also false. So it's from both sides. It's not just the conservatives saying, Christians are being attacked, or, you know, the liberals saying,
That's what liberals say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know what, I don't have, like, something that liberals commonly, women's rights, I don't know. They're ostracizing women. Women are getting lower pay. I don't know if that's going on. I'm not a woman. I've never looked in female pay charts, but...
I think it is a little bit, but...
I think that information is skewed, though, just because of, like, the Republican Party. You know, most members of the Republican Party are the Christians, and some of them are very classic individuals, and they believe that a woman should be home with their children.
I know that that's still around.
And that happens a lot, and that's why women don't, on average, get as high a pay as men. Because they'll either start their careers later in life, after their kids have grown up, or, you know, they just, you know, they don't go to a job at all, and then they're considered an unemployed statistic, even though they're not really unemployed.
Yeah.
It's their husband makes enough money.
I saw a thing on Reddit earlier, and it was like one of the, what is it? One of the memes with, like, the hippie person or whatever.
Hippie liberals.
And they were saying, like, it was, like, complains that there aren't enough female CEOs, but doesn't say anything about how, like, all of the garbage men and all of that kind of stuff are all men.
Yeah. It's like, men just take the dirty jobs, too, so.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, there's clearly a higher statistic of men in, you know, those really bad jobs and, you know, the really good jobs. You know, it happens because I guess that's how it happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't think there's anything discriminating a woman from being a garbage man, but
it's just, or like, in the culture that we're in, even with all the feminism and stuff like that, it's still, girls are nice and clean. If you saw a woman doing garbage, you'd be like, what is going on in that situation? Because that's not what,
well,
that's not how women are held.
I
know, that's not how women are held in our society still.
Yeah, they don't fart or poop till they're 30. I mean, that's just general rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they just let it all at once and everybody dies. Yeah, that's the unexplained deaths in America, where they're just like, this person's house got bombed. It's like, no, a woman just turned 30.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, man, I really...
Don't trust the internet.
Yeah, just...
Don't trust anything on the internet.
Just second guess everything. If I say something and you don't agree with it, look it up. If you do agree with it, but it sounds a little bit too good to be true, look it up.
Never just take anything as it is.
Yeah.
This goes for anybody about anything. Never take anything as it is. Do your own research. Find out the information for yourself.
Don't be a Brooks.
Don't
Brooks
be a Brooks.
Believe everything. Brooks believed I was Korean for the
longest
time.
Brooks thought James was Korean. Really?
I don't look Korean.
He's known him for like 10 years. He thought he was Korean. He's Spanish and
Finnish.
Yeah. On the other side of the world.
Yeah, completely other side. Like, I don't know why he thought I was Korean.
I don't know. Anyway, that's... Brooks is for a whole nother thing.
So, what's the restructurement plan?
So, restructurement plan. So,
We actually have notes for this podcast, so I'm reading the bullet points that James wrote down.
Alright, surprisingly you can read them, although your handwriting is probably worse than mine.
My handwriting is terrible.
Yeah, so anyways... So we both have miserable handwriting because, well, let's go back to the sexist comments. We're guys.
well, we're already being sexist, might as well.
Yeah, guys just have bad handwriting. Girls have nice, neat, curly handwriting. And if you write like that, then you're going to be made fun of. So never learn to write like that.
Because women are more creative.
Exactly.
They have higher brain function anyway.
They do. Actually, their brain is...
There's more pathways open on their brain.
Yes. Female minds, this was actually a scientific study at some point in like the past 5 years, where they discovered that female minds are... they can access information quicker because of the way that they're structured. So that's actually science, not sexism.
Yes.
And we can talk about that.
Science, not sexism. Take it. Take
science,
it to the bank.
Sexism.
Okay, restructurement plan.
Restructurement plan.
Is
so,
this your restructurement plan?
We're going to talk about our parties. Alright, so we actually got a tweet earlier today.
Yeah, Jackson Murphy. Everybody knows him. He participates in all of the podcast stuff. So, he wanted us to talk about our...
campaigns.
What our campaigns would be if we were running for president.
Which I'm going to do and win, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, but, so, what would be your campaign? What would you run on?
I would definitely run on, well, first thing I would like to make note of is, and this will be a major part of my campaign, that I'm not a politician, that I am I will be a freely elected leader. And the reason why that is because there is no leader in America anymore like there was when FDR was president. FDR is, of course, one of my idols, so
I
would
FDR.
Try to embody him in the way that he did his presidency, because now, he created a lot of things that are questionable, but the reason why that happened is because nobody thought to clean up after, because he was just throwing stuff at a wall. It was basically like, okay, let's see what sticks, and then what doesn't we can get rid of. But he didn't last long enough. He never got to see that things, not all of them, worked out. And, of course, nobody thought about cleaning up after the last president. Because, whatever reason. But if something fails, you know, that's something you got to clean up after. And that's a lot of what I want to do in my presidency is I want to lead. I want to, you know, get the people behind me. I want to get Congress behind me, which is completely impossible. But it will happen because I'm awesome. I would love to run as a third-party candidate and win. Well, that is my dream.
You have to be, what, 37 to run for president?
35, I think. But that's going to be...
So
I'm probably going to be about 50 about the time that I run. So
that's almost 20 years from now. So hopefully by then third parties will have a bit more standing.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's why we need a multi-party government like they do over in Europe and stuff.
Yeah, but it's so hard for people... See, now I actually had this idea, and it's a little bit radical, so stay with me. But in order to give the third-party government some ground to actually work with, we would need to do a very simple voter's test. Now a lot of people are like, oh, whoa, a test to vote, it should be everybody's right to suffrage or whatever. However, if you're not going to be informed... You're not gonna vote well. You're not gonna embody, you know, what the people want. You're just gonna be like,
good luck getting something like that passed. But
yeah, no, it would be impossible to get passed because none of the politicians with us anymore. We would just have, you know, leaders and teamwork. You know, people who are really good at working as a team.
Yeah. You know, like back in the day before they had TV and stuff, to where everybody can see everything and. All it depended on was when they go to your town and you go see them, or else you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it's like people were more well-informed back when they didn't have all these avenues to information, and now that we do, people get lazy.
Back when it wasn't a popularity contest, like a beauty contest.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been like that at some point, you know, for some people that were a little bit less literate, which is, I mean... So you get a voter's test in there. You just ask these basic questions. Like, you know, the Republican Party is, you know, and you have, like, four different things that are, like, a party line statement, like, really broad. Like, the Republican Party tends to be more conservative, liberal, postmodern, communist, socialist. You know, it's like, obviously they're more conservative. None of these other ones make sense. Simple questions like that. Very simple, basic questions. Because we don't want to ostracize people from voting. But we do want to make sure that they have some information. And then, you know, some candidates. And, you know, you can't have every single candidate. But you can have, like, 3 to 5 candidates. And before they vote, or, you know, when they're getting registered to vote, have them go in, and they have to know one thing about these candidates. One thing. Anything. Just what party they're aligned to. Simple as that. And, you know, that would keep people actually looking at third-party candidates.
Yeah, that would be nice, since people don't even really consider them at all.
And, you know, people will never vote for a voting test, because, well, the people who are voting will vote against it because they won't be able to vote anymore. But for all of you who actually get informed about your votes, thank you very much.
Yes.
Anyway, so that would be a big thing. But anyways, leadership,
main
not politics.
Huh? Main platforms. On current issues, what's your stance?
Current issues. So I am obviously pro-choice because government has nothing to do with the three purposes of government. I'm gay marriage should be legalized in every state. One of my states... Or my home state of Washington, one of those states that legalized it, so good for them. Although they're terribly in debt because their governor was an idiot. Anyways, then there's...
What are the other stands?
What are the other stands? Those are just some social stances. Legalize pot because, well, it's less dangerous for you than alcohol, lower the drinking age to 21, or 18, lower to 21.
Yeah, lower that drinking age to 21.
We gotta lower that thing to 21, okay? Because it's just, it's too damn high. But no, it should be 18 because, well, you know, you can die for your country.
You can do everything else at 18.
but you can't drink? What? Why?
Yeah. So they're doing it anyway, and they're making even stupider choices by going out and secretly doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you create a prohibition effect with the younger population, which is why, you know, you get these teenagers who are just like, it's cool to drink and stuff, and drinking is the worst thing you could possibly do for
if
you.
It was, if it was available to you, you would not be interested in it.
Yeah, if it was more available, like in Europe, we wouldn't have any problems.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then there was this recent issue that Katie brought up. And,
did you need to read something?
So, she was asking about, apparently there's some sort of plan to send more weapons to Syria. And I didn't know anything about this, like, 30 minutes ago. But, I read up on it, and on NPR. NPR is one of my favorite sources. So, and they're usually pretty good. Sometimes they're a little bit weird, because they do have some opinion articles that are written by amateur journalists or whatever, but most of the time it's a really good source, so npr.org, go there for news. So it was talking about the Syrian rebels, and it was talking about like how they are, and it's this ununified group, and we're thinking about sending them weapons or something, and it's just, they're not unified. They're completely different factions fighting for completely different things. And we don't know who would win.
Isn't this what we did in Africa?
We've done this in all sorts of places, and we really shouldn't.
If we're going to do anything, we should take care of it ourselves, not say, here's some things to cause damage, figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think we should aid in the complete annihilation of groups of people.
Yes.
I mean, basically, we could just occupy it, and everybody would kind of stop, because they'd be like, whoa.
Like, but, I was talking to you about
people
earlier.
People don't like occupation, so...
Well, like I was saying earlier before we started recording, that we need to go back to the Teddy Roosevelt doctrine of world
softly.
Police. Yeah, speak softly, carry a big stick, and just be the world police.
Yeah, I love Teddy Roosevelt, because...
It worked pretty well in Central America for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked really well.
There's not too many problems down there. I don't know, I think if we had more of a, hey, if you mess up, we are gonna do something about it, I feel like maybe we'd have a better image in the world.
And a lot of the problem is, the UN sends, like... It's just America, almost. Like, the war on terror, it was a United Nations war. There were, like, 500 British troops in that, and I don't think I heard any amount from any other country, so it was probably very insignificant.
Yeah.
And we were in there with, like, 40,000 troops, and it's like, alright, Britain, your 500 troops can go home, because, you know, we got reserves, and we got the National Guard, and we had... You know, we have Navy personnel we can send it. We have more Navy SEALs than that, maybe. Actually, probably not. I don't know. We can't really say exactly how many Navy SEALs there are. That's probably classified information. But we have, you know, we have more special forces in total than, you know, the 500 infantry guys that they sent. It's like, if the United Nations was behind us, we could completely annihilate dictatorship. We could... Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Whole world. It'd be done. With the whole UN behind us. Because Germany, France, Britain, us, everybody else that's in it, like...
Yeah.
And Iran might even be able to jump on board, because they just, they're doing better than us. They elected a moderate president, which, I mean...
Oh, that was Iran? I thought that was a different country you were reading about.
No, that was Iran.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they went away from their... supreme leader kind of guy, and they voted...
Wasn't it a guy that we put in charge? Kind of?
Let's not talk about the dumb things that we've done. But anyways, they got rid of him, and they elected a moderate, 51% of the vote, and he beat out all the other five candidates.
That is good. That is amazing.
So he didn't just get a plurality, he got a majority. Hmm. So that was really good of him. So, yeah, that's,
Yeah. Let me see. What are my standpoints? Pro-choice, because even though I would never want to get an abortion or anything like that, it's not my place to force a decision on anybody. Their bodies, their choice. Gay marriage, yeah, I don't see why it isn't already a thing.
Watch Doctor Who, makes sense.
Yeah, watch Doctor Who. Captain Jack is a really cool guy, and he's gay.
He's bi.
Well, he's whatever, but still.
He hits on anything that moves.
Yes. But, let's see, what are the other ones? Legalized pot? Yeah. It would make a lot of people happy. I don't know. What were the other things that we said?
Oh, weapons to Syria. By the way, I'm completely against that idea.
Yeah, against weapons in Syria. If we're going to do anything, we should just go there.
With the UN.
Well, yeah, get the UN, of course, but...
Yeah.
With the permission from the UN, we should just intervene.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much what we do. We just get permission from the UN.
Yeah, we're like, hey, UN, this cool? They're like, eh, okay.
We would prefer you not. Are you going to support us? No. Would you have supported us if you wanted us to do it? No. Okay, we're doing it.
Yeah, I guess we can't stop you.
I don't know. I guess I'm more pro actions than, like, trying to stay back and just throw things at people.
Every time we've given weapons to a country, it's turned out against us.
Yeah, because like, didn't we give weapons to their...
We put Saddam in office.
Yeah.
We put, wasn't it the Supreme Leader or something of Nicaragua in office?
Something like that.
The Iran-Contra affair.
We messed up a lot of stuff.
I mean, we've put a lot of bad people in office through that method, so probably not a good idea. I mean, yes, we've had practice with it. If you want to argue that way, we have practice.
But we still have yet to do anything good. But we practiced the wrong thing.
It's perfect practice makes perfect, not just practice. It's not like an XP bar that goes up.
Practice makes permanent.
There you go.
I think you said that to me. Or maybe it was Kaisen. That may have been Kaisen's little,
intelligence?
Thing of wisdom.
Kaisen has random things of wisdom, apparently. This is news.
Sometimes. What would your slogan be if you were running?
My slogan would be, vote for me, I have to pee.
That's a terrible slogan.
I know, it's a terrible slogan. I haven't actually thought of, like, a slogan. I got, like, 30 years, okay?
I know.
Mine
would be, vote Nate, he's great.
Vote Nate, he's great, that's cool.
It worked for,
I like Ike.
Yeah.
I like Ike.
Just real quick.
I don't think you can really come up with anything, though. Yeah. With my name, like,
You don't have anything.
I don't have, like, a catchy name or anything. Just James.
If you like granola, vote Cotola.
That's not even how you pronounce my last name.
Cotola.
No, it's Ketola.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've been saying it wrong for years.
So have I.
But I think it's Cotola. It's however you say your last name.
No, it's actually Ketola. That's Finnish. They do soft teas in Finland.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No me mientas. Anyways.
Are we ready for the next section?
Do we want to do the next section? How much time we got?
I don't know. Let's see. What are we at? We're at 41, so we'll just cut it here.
Okay.
Okay, so the next episode is going to be religion, so let's see. Who do I want to ask out this week? I guess I'll just go with the last remaining popular outcast that I haven't asked out. So, Bill Russum, will you, go on a date with me?
Update from last week, too. Last week's?
What? Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be 2 weeks ago now.
2 weeks ago.
Jeff Kunkel said he would go on a date with me. But we're drinking beers and smoking cigars.
Like men.
Like men. So... there you go. I hope you enjoyed this political podcast. Tune in next week for the religion podcast. That's going to be fun. I might actually say something. All right. Good night.
Hey guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Next week is going to be really good. We're going to end it off here with a song that me and James recorded. I wrote the lyrics. James wrote the guitar part. I'm singing it this time, so don't be too harsh when you leave threatening and verbally abusive comments about it. Good day.
Just go.
Okay.
As I walk through this old neighborhood and I see all the places I used to know, I'm reminded that I'm all that's left, and I think it's time to go. Only I can see all these memories, everyone else has moved on. Only I know who I am, but even that I'm not too sure. This old town is full of dust and it makes it hard to breathe. I can't stay here, I've stayed too long. It was Vegas or bust and I've got to leave. The lights still keep me up at night. I know I'll never get used to this starless sky. I know I've got to learn to fly, but the dark makes me too scared to try. Only I can see all these memories, everyone else has moved on. Only I know who I am, but even that I'm not too sure. This old town is full of dust and it makes it hard to breathe. I can't stay here, I've stayed too long. It was Vegas or bust and I've got to leave. This is where I live, but this old house, it's no longer my home. I've no more passion left to give, my heart's too cold to rouse, I just want to roam. This old town is full of dust and it makes it hard to breathe. I can't stay here, I'll stay too long. It was Vegas or bust and I've got to leave. It was Vegas or bust when we left our old life. Nothing left to be discussed. I've got to leave this city, cause given the choice, I'd rather go all in and bust.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.